We're back on Recruiting Thursday. Got to find out if this young man's heading to Fayetteville right now, because he's supposed to be in Fayetteville Friday and Saturday. Gavin McCabe joins us right now, defensive lineman from Illinois, from the Chicago area, matter of fact. What's the word? Are you heading to Fayetteville right now as we speak, Gavin?
And we're heading down Highway 55, and we're right across the border of Illinois, Missouri, and we stop in Missouri, a little bit of Missouri, and then we're going to have hours tomorrow to Fayetteville.
Give us a Recruiting Thursday traffic report. What's the traffic looking like? Help out the people that are traveling the roadways, and do they need to avoid anything?
No, I was in the beginning, like more towards Chicago, there's a little bit of traffic and stuff, but right now we're moving. Everything's pretty good. I haven't seen much of traffic lately, so it's
Gavin, I got to ask. I mean, obviously, being from Chicago, you're used to it, but dear God, the traffic. How do you guys deal with that?
Oh, yeah, it's rough at first, but I've been living in Chicago for 17 years, so it's you get used to it eventually, but you'll get those situations where you're sitting in traffic for like minutes, and then it kind of gets a little annoying, but you get over it eventually, and it's
so when you get to Fayetteville, I mean, if you happen to be a Razorback, you're probably going to laugh at people when they talk about traffic around Fayetteville, huh?
Sure.
All right, what do you want to accomplish this weekend? Your 2-day visit to Arkansas.
Really, just kind of want to meet all the coaches. I haven't met any of the coaches yet, so I want to sit down and talk to all the coaches for sure. Definitely want to talk to the defensive line coach, talk to Coach Anderson, Coach Lean, and really just see all the facilities and stuff, and take a tour of the campus and just see the city of Fayetteville and stuff. I've heard so many good things about the city and the university, so I'm really excited just to see everything and take a tour and stuff. So I'm super excited.
So who have you been communicating to leading up to the visit, coaching-wise?
I've been talking to Coach Anderson a lot, and pretty much just him.
I got you. I know. In talking to guys, Coach Anderson likes to give nicknames to guys. What's your nickname that he's given you?
His nickname for me was McMotor.
McMotor, because you got a high motor, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly, definitely.
You know, I think that's the first thing that you that you notice when looking at your video. You've always probably had that high motor, but was it always emphasized to you by your dad and your family, or did that just come within?
Yeah, it kind of just, like, grew on me, really. I mean, my dad always, like, parents always talk about, like, go do your best, go 100% with everything you do. Don't leave anything out in the field, he always says. And I know our coach, Don, he stresses that a lot. Just don't leave anything out in the field. Just go full out every single play. And that's really what I try to do. I always tell people I hate losing. There's nothing I hate more than losing. So that's the thing I do, is just go 100% and make sure that our team is successful and we don't lose.
Any chance you get to Fayetteville and you just fall in love with the city, the university, the coaches, any chance you leave a Razorback?
If it comes to where I absolutely love it and stuff, definitely that would be something. If I just feel comfortable and I know that it's the right fit for me, definitely I would love to do that. But we have a couple other trips planned this for coming up and stuff, so really what we're trying to do is just go through this spring recruiting period, and a bunch of coaches will be out to my school and stuff to see me and a couple of players from my team. So we're going to try to get the rest of that, and then probably I'm hoping to have a decision made before summer, early summer, if that, a couple more visits. But like I said, yes, definitely. If I go to Fayetteville and University of Arkansas and I just fall in love with it completely, definitely I would do that, yeah.
What other schools are on the agenda as far as visits coming up?
Yeah, so we've got planned visits right now. In 2 weeks, we'll be my parents and I will be flying out to the East Coast. We're going to visit Boston College and Syracuse. And then we're definitely be taking some more visits to, we're going to probably visit Indiana again, a couple other schools that, for right now, that's all we've got planned. And then hopefully from there, we can narrow down the schools and then figure it out from there.
Okay, you and Coach Anderson obviously share the same hometown. Do you guys talk a lot about Chicago? Some of the things that he used to do back in the day when he was going through high school. Maybe favorite eating places, things of that nature.
No, not really. We haven't really talked so much about that. I'm sure we will talk about that this weekend. I'm sure, but we haven't really spoken so much about Chicago. More so. Arkansas football, but I'm sure we'll have a couple stories to tell after this weekend.
Okay, I'm sure you've done your research online. Anything in particular you're really looking forward to, I guess, experience just based off of what you've seen off the internet?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the food. I've heard the food's pretty good out of there, so I'm definitely excited to have some of the food from Arkansas, Fayetteville. And then, like I said, definitely just seeing the city. I've heard and seen so many good things about the city of Fayetteville and the University of Arkansas. So I'm really excited just to experience it and stuff and see everything about it. And that's pretty much it, yeah.
Any particular food you want to experience when you're in Fayetteville?
I don't know. We'll see. I have nothing in particular right now, but I'm sure we'll get out there and go to a restaurant. I'll figure it out. not done right now.
Both of your parents are coming down. Anybody else?
Yeah, both my parents and my sister will be there.
Your mom and dad. What are their big focus when they're visiting schools with you?
Really, just probably for them is just like the comfort level. They're gonna feel comfortable. If they feel comfortable there, then they'll fall in love with it. If they know that I'll be happy at that school, and then they'll worry less about me going to college than if they feel comfortable about it and see everything, see all the great things that Arkansas has to offer and the city of Fayetteville.
You're listening to Recruiting Thursday with defensive lineman Gavin McCabe, who's visiting Arkansas tomorrow and Saturday. Are you familiar with Luke Ford? Obviously another guy from the great state of Illinois.
I am, yeah. He's a great player. I talked to him on Twitter it was like the week he had committed to Arkansas on his visit and stuff, and he was just talking to me about Arkansas and how much he enjoyed his visit and how much he fell in love with the school, the coaches, players, the campus, and everything. So, yeah, we had talked for a little bit, and I saw him at the opening 2 weeks ago, and it looked like he had an awesome time there, and obviously got open, so he did great. So yeah, we talked a bit about Arkansas and the school and everything.
He was actually on before you, Gavin, and he's just there's no doubt. I mean, it would be a miracle if he didn't go to the University of Arkansas. I mean, anything can happen, but he is so sold on the university. Is there anything that he said to you that maybe you really, I guess, was impressed with, or anything in particular he really told you that you were like, wow, I didn't know?
Yeah, definitely. So, I was, after he committed, I was looking at his Twitter and stuff, and just the things he said about Arkansas and how much he loved the school and fell in love with it and stuff. I really liked that, just knowing how much he liked it. Not really from down south, just a kind of kid like me. And how much he enjoyed it and loved it and fell in love with it. That was really something cool that I thought he expressed about the school and how much he loved it. That was really cool.
Okay, a little Q&A. When we only have a few seconds left, I would like to do a little personal Q&A. Your favorite meal, what is it, Gavin?
Favorite meal? Probably nice steak.
How do you like it cooked?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. What's the sides?
Sides probably cheesy mashed potatoes, some mac and cheese maybe. I don't know. Well, I like everything.
Your favorite sports movie?
Favorite sports movie. Remember the Titans.
One last question. My mom always gets me on what? gets on to me about what?
Not doing my homework.
Gavin, pick it up, big guy. Pick it up.
I know. I do it, but there are times we'll still be like, we got your homework. I'm like,
all right. All right. Hey, safe trip, buddy. Enjoy the trip.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.